Blog Talk Radio.
An olive has to go through three stages for its oil to run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the olive, some of you may have felt like you go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your oil to flow. Now your greater is coming. If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making. No. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be. Oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny.
Great.
God bless you all. God bless you, saints and friends. You know what? We're finna get ready to get it on this week into the spirit of the living God. And I'm telling you right now, it doesn't matter where I'm at, or it shouldn't matter where you are at. Long as God, the spirit of God, is beginning to be moved around in your life, you touching bases. Amen. I love what the songwriter said in that song, "My greater is coming." But what I love most of all about it at the last ending of the song, if you caught the revelation, she said, "My greater is here. My greater is here." I want to hear to tell many of you what you're going through, or what you press through, or what you endure and what you overcome. You understand and declare and decree it that your greater is here. Amen. Your greater is here. We want to thank God, who is the head of our life, and we give him honor. My God Almighty. And I want to send a shout out to my First Lady, my God, my First Lady, the Keisha Spencer, ADM family, and our international families. Listener, we thank God for you, Indiana. I'm sorry, my God Almighty. I know you've been there. I know you don't be looking for acknowledgement, but my God Almighty, I know we haven't acknowledged you in a little while, so we'll acknowledge you today, amen, tonight, my God, Indiana. We thank God for each and every one of you, and thank God for you over there listening in from Indiana. Then our families and friends, my God, all over the world, we thank God for them as well. South Africa, we thank God for you all as well. Norway, United Kingdom, is always a blessing for you to begin to commune with us. I know you'll be excited, amen. You all are excited about the word of God. It's amazing to see the excitement of our international partners, my God, and listeners, my God, all over the world. And right here in our very home, United States of America, we want to send a special shout out and a special prayer to our families over there in Alabama, amen. Alabama, that took a hit of the tornado on yesterday. Some families, my God, is without home. Their lives have to get restart all over again. You talking about years of memories, years of different things. My God, is just gone over in a split second. So I thank God for you all keeping your head up. We send a courage word to each and every one of your family and telling you, you look towards the hill, which come your help. And understand this, you seek the kingdom of heaven first, and everything else going to be, my God, provided back unto you. Amen, my God. And we thank God for each and every one of you. And once that is grieved, even over there today because of loved ones that they lost in the storm, we send our prayers and we send our condolences to the family. Amen. We send our condolences. And our prophets and listeners here in the United States of America, from New York all the way up the top of the north, all the way down to Florida, we thank God for you all. Connecticut, it's always a pleasure. Saints of God, I'm telling you right now, you got to understand your greater is here. Your greater is not coming. It's already here. Not everybody going to continue to walk with your greater. Not everyone going to continue to move with you. Not everyone going to continue to be in the flow with you. But you got to understand, and you got to see the importance of the things of God that he has for you in your life. I'm telling you right now, my God Almighty, God has greatness for you. But you got to be your own individual that's going to take control of your life and just say, you know what? What God has for me, it is for me right here, right now. I got to be planted. I can't be unmovable. I can't be unshakable because I'm reaching for the greatness that is in my life. You deserve it. You deserve every greatness that is coming to you and that is in your life. Amen. Let me go ahead and hush up. Y'all already know what happened when you begin to pass a preacher the mic. A preacher don't know how to sit down. They sit, my God, they don't know how to pass the mic. So we want to make sure, my God, I pass the mic because we got another dynamic, my God, evangelist elect. My God, I know that are going to begin, going to be pass and deliver the word of God and give us something to get ready to jumpstart this week. But before we get ready to dive into it, my God, and begin to swim into the things of the Lord, we're going to bring on that pioneer mother to begin to enter seed for us in the Holy Ghost. God bless you, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Temple.
Amen.
And bless each and everyone that's tuned in. But first, I have to give honor to Jesus Christ, who's truly the head of my life. I have to give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to Pastor Smith and Pastor Barbara Smith. And to you, Pastor Temple, and to our first lady of ADM, Letitia Spencer. And to each and everyone that's tuning in this afternoon.
Yes.
Father God, as we come to you one more time, to the throne of thanksgiving, God, we thank you for another blessed morning, afternoon. God, we just thank you how you just took care of all day long, God, without any hurt, harm, or danger. God, we just thank you, God. We come to thank you for all things, God. We come to thank you for life itself. We come to thank you for another opportunity, God, just to let you know that we love you and we worship you and we praise you, God. We thank you, Lord, how you lead us and guide us and take care of us, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you this day, God. We lift every man of God up, every woman of God, up in the name of Jesus, God. We lift them up to you, God, let them stay on the wall, God. Don't let them come down, God. Let them continue to cry out to the truth, God. Let them receive their truth, God. In the name of Jesus, that makes us grow, God. That makes us stronger in you, God. Let us continue to stand on your word, God. In the name of Jesus, this day, God, we pray. We already know, God, by your stripes, we are already healed. In the name of Jesus, God, let us continue to stand on your word, Abba Sunday. Thank you for healing power, God. Thank you for the deliverance, God. Making a way out of nowhere. Thank you for breakthroughs today in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you today, God. We ask that you touch every radio land. Everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus. God, just a church in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that your people feel your presence, your Holy Ghost, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, since we believe today, we truly receive the Holy Ghost, that keeping power, that deliverance power, that power to make you walk right, want to talk right, want to live right in the Jesus' name. We pray today, God, have your way, God. Move the candle out the way, God, and you have your way. Come in mighty to the today. Oh, God, let us get our stuff resistant for your word, God. Let us begin to sit at your table and eat your word like never before. Father, send that. Let us pull out of our strong means, God. In the name of Jesus, make us strong soldiers in you, God, that we can walk just like you, God. And when we open our mouth, let the power of the Holy Ghost come forth, that we can speak of the Moshe just like you, God. In the name of Jesus today, God, we thank you for your deliverance power, God. In the name of Jesus, in the Moshe, God. Oh, God, how we thank you. Let us lift our babies up once more. How are you, God? Let us speak of the Moshe. You strengthen them, God. Shield and protect them in a mighty way, God. Lead and guide them in a path of righteousness for your name's sake, God. We thank you for the kingdom of our Sunday today, God. We thank you for the kingdom of God. God. We thank you today. We lift our spouse up to you, God. Continue to strengthen them. That mind regulated for them, God. That heart fixed for them, God. Oh, God, today, God, I pray, God, to tear down every stronghold. Every stronghold. In the mighty name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. God, I pray God, that you break every stronghold in the mind of your people, God, in the heart, God, of okay, God. Oh, God, let us all begin to praise you and to glorify your name. Realize that you do deserve the glory in the name of Jesus' name. So we thank you, Holy Ghost. How we thank you, Lord. They to come to the most. God, we just love you, Lord. We love you today, God. So we say this, thank you, Lord. Bless this nation, God, of the most, God. I lift the nation up to you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. They to come to the most, God. Let your perfect will be done, in the name of Jesus. They to come to the most, God. Not our will, Lord, let your will be done in the name of Jesus today, God. Have your way, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, God. Let your fire burn out, God. draw down, God, that it will burn up everything ain't like you, huh? Oh, God, this day, God, we pray that your perfect will be done. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost, say to come to the boat. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm going to get people to believe that it is a God.
business. He is in the healing business. He walking into the name of the Lord, my God. Right now, my God, you keep walking. I'm gonna give us a tell page on our
Facebook.
Right now, thousands of you listening in right now. My God Almighty. Thousands of you listening in right now. My God. We're gonna turn off the TV, turn off everything. My God, and now God is beginning to pour something into you. This week gonna be a life changing week. This week gonna be a shifting week. This week gonna cause a paradigm in your mind, a paradigm in your spirit. This week, are you gonna look for the blessings of the Lord? Are you gonna look for the win? Are you gonna look for people on your team that wanna win, that wanna keep moving, that wanna win? Amen. Who wanna win? God, you need to interview this week. God's gonna give you anointing that you're gonna begin to interview on everybody that comes into your life. That do they wanna win? Do you wanna win? Are you willing to go through what you need to go through to be a winner? Are you willing to win? Hallelujah. My God, you are a winner. But are you willing to go through to let what's in you to come out of you? That is the process. Amen. That is the process.
Oh, my God.
My God, I feel it right now. God Almighty. I'm telling you right now, you just get geared up and get ready.
Yes, Lord.
For as we get ready for everyone, evangelists need a platform. My God, to get ready to give up what this is, God, and God don't lay on my heart. Amen. I'm going to pull this page out of Pastor Smith's book. Evangelists need a platform. You now have the will. God bless you tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Who walk together in together, that means that their heart has to be in peace. Their sentiments have to be in peace. Their mind has to be in peace. And if you can find two people that's always on that same page, then I need you to let them see. I need you to show me where they're at. Because I only know one person that's going to be on that same path that I'm on, and I'm trying to get on his path, and that's God, the head of my life.
Yes.
I want to be where God is. I want to be on that path. I want to fellowship with God.
Amen.
I'm grateful that he knows my name. I'm grateful that he has placed me on the path of righteousness. I'm grateful that I can call on him and know that he will be there for me. Because there was one time in my life, I was just like the Israelites. I kept going round and round in a circle, not doing the things that I was supposed to do, not being in agreement with God, even though he was showing me, whether it was a scripture, whether it was a prophet, whether it was a song, whatever it was. God was letting me know, come closer to me, because I want you to walk with me. I want you to be in agreement with me.
Yes.
Enoch was in agreement with God. Enoch, after the birth of Methuselah, Enoch walked 300 years more with God. He fellowshipped with God. Noah fellowshipped with God. Although Noah sinned, Noah still had a relationship with God. He built the ark by faith. How did he know what to do?
Amen.
Because he had a relationship with God.
Jesus.
His mind was with God. His heart was with God.
Hey,
his soul was anchored with God.
Amen.
Where you are tonight, I want to be walking with God. And with when you're walking with God, God will put the people in your path that you are to trust, that you are to talk to, that you are to commune with, that you are to sit and realize that they're walking neck and neck with you. Every step that you take, they're taking the same step. Every time, every thought. Have you ever been with somebody that they can sit and they can say a word that you know that you was just getting ready to say, or they can finish your sentence? That's because you are in sync. You are in sync. You and that person are in sync with our Father God. It is nothing but the Holy Spirit that God has gave us the Comforter to reside in us, to allow you be able to finish people's sentence. It's only the Holy Spirit that allows you to see some of the same things that other people see when nobody else can't see it. It's only the Holy Spirit that allows you to feel God's presence when he's right there on you. It's only the Holy Spirit that gives you the unction to call on the name of Jesus when you are in need. That is because you are communing with God. You are walking with God. You are sitting. You are obeying his way, his rules, his regulations. You are obeying his commandments. Are you one of those people that God is saying to feed your neighbor and you choose not to do it? If that is who you are, I want to be the first to tell you, you're not walking with God. See, with the Israelites, they started walking with God. They started walking, but they became ungrateful. They started complaining all the time. They started doing things. They found other gods. We realize that God is a jealous God.
Beautiful.
And in order to walk with God, you can only have one God. And only to realize that Jesus died on the cross.
Yes.
You have to realize that he is the truth, the way, and the light. In order to be filled with the Holy Spirit, you have to confess your sins and receive the Holy Spirit. Invite it to come in. Open yourself up. When you get those things and you obtain salvation, then you realize that you are walking with God. So in order for you to walk with God, a lot of people sit and say no to that answer. I'm going to sit and I'm going to be the person on the other side. I'm going to tell you yes on this day, because when I decided to walk with God and be in agreement with God, he started opening all types of doors for me. Doors right now that's opening that I can't even sit and say. I can only sit and
Amen.
Say, God, it is only you. It is only you, Father God. Because when I was sitting, being down, dirty, lying, cheating, doing whatever
Come on,
the other things that I was doing, you know what? I wasn't walking with God. But see, when I
yes.
sat down, thank you, Jesus, and I decided to go in my room, and
Lord,
I sat and said, Father God, I'm
yes,
ready to
Lord,
walk with
Jesus.
You. I'm coming
yes,
to you right
Lord,
now,
Jesus.
Ripped down naked
yes,
from the top
yes,
of my head
yes,
to the sole
Lord,
of my feet, and I'm surrendering
yes.
all to you, because I
yes.
need to walk with you.
Beautiful
I want to be
yes.
in agreement with you, because I
yes.
have realized that you are my path to righteousness.
Beautiful.
I have realized
yes, Lord.
That you are
yes.
my path to financial
Amen.
Gain. I
Beautiful.
Have realized that my
yes,
path
Lord.
Has to be right in order for
yes.
my son to be right. I have
Come
realized
on.
That my path has to be right in order for my mother to live right.
Yes,
See,
Jesus.
I have to realize some things.
Yes,
yes I went through some things.
Amen.
But guess what? I wouldn't change it for the world, because if I could change it, I wouldn't be able here, be on here tonight to tell you the best thing to do is to change your mind and get on the
yes,
mindset
Jesus.
Of God.
Yes,
know his ways
you,
are
yes.
not our ways. No, we can't think the way that he can think, but you can
yes.
allow the Holy Spirit
yes.
to lead you, to guide
Amen.
You. And place you
yes.
on the
yes.
solid ground.
Yes,
so
Jesus.
Each and every time you walk, you're not
Come
looking
on.
To the back. You saying, Father
yes,
God, I'm
yes,
getting closer.
Jesus.
Father God, I'm
yes,
nearer.
Lord.
Father
Hallelujah.
God, I hear you. Father God,
yes,
I'm listening.
Lord.
Why
yes,
am I
Jesus.
Able to say these things tonight, Saint?
Yes,
because
yes,
I chose
Lord.
To
Lord.
Walk with God. I chose
Amen.
To let everything else go.
Yes.
I chose
Amen.
To have only one God. When I sit and
yes.
say one God, that means if social media is your God, then you're not on the right path. If
Amen.
Television is your God, then you're not in agreement with God.
Amen.
Being in agreement with God is meditating, praying without ceasing,
yes.
fasting. Those
yes.
are the things, some of the things. Reading your word. Reading
Amen.
Your word. Just and turn everything off and sit
yeah,
in
that's
silence.
Right. Amen.
That's right.
So you can hear what God
yeah.
has to say. Sit and
yeah.
read your word. Sit there. Put your Bible in front of you. And see
yeah.
if God don't turn it to a page that you need right then and there. See, it's
Amen.
About putting everything to the side, whether it's
yeah.
good, whether it's bad or whether it's indifferent, and getting in that faith with God and realizing
Amen.
That God is never going to leave you and
no,
neither will he forsake you. God
Amen.
Is never going to put you on a path of wrongness. He's going to put you
Amen.
On the path of righteousness.
Amen.
But when
Amen.
God
Amen.
Will be,
Amen.
Yes,
God
yes.
you
Amen.
For sinning
yes,
and
Jesus.
Being disobedient to his will and his way. So
That's
it's
right.
up to you to sit and make a conscious decision. Can you
yes.
walk
yes,
with
Jesus.
God
yes,
and be on the right path, or will you stay in the world and follow those that blind themselves?
Hallelujah.
But now I see.
My God.
That's where I'm at. That's where I'm
Jesus.
At.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
To sit
Ooh,
and change the direction that I'm going in right now.
Come on.
Each and every person know me that I love my four sons to heaven. But guess what? I love
I
God
love
more.
Amen.
More.
Amen. Amen.
Being
Beautiful.
On the path of walking with God, being in agreement with God, knowing
yes,
that
yes.
I will see him, I will live it for eternity, means everything to me. So the question is, can you walk together without agreement? I'm not talking about with your husband. I'm not talking about with your wife. I'm not talking about with whoever it is. My question to you is, can you walk with God and be in agreement? Because he is the only person that's going to place you and keep you on solid ground. He is the only person that's going to allow you to prosper. He is the only person that is going to elevate you. He is the only person that's going to put people in your life to feed you when you're hungry. He's the only person that's going to provide a roof over your head. It is God. I'm a little jealous of Eli. I'm asking God, hey, you did it for him. Let me get them 300 years. I want to reap some of the benefits that the pioneers that came before me reaped. How am I going to get there?
Amen.
I want to be in right standing with God.
Yes,
I want to walk
in
the fields with lilies.
Yes,
the fields with the lilies, walking with you, talking with you, communing with you.
Beautiful.
I just want to thank God for giving me the mindset that I have today. I want to thank God for every trial and tribulation that I went through. I want to thank God for every fear that I've had to share. I want to thank God for every name that I was called except the child of God.
Amen.
Because what it did
was,
it let me know that I am a conqueror, I am victorious, and that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And why? Because I'm on the right path with God, and I'm walking in right standing with God, and don't care who like it. I sit and I tell each and every person today, find yourself. Find who you are in God. Bury yourself in God. God
has
so much faith. His arms are so wide, indefinite, that he could never, ever hold each and every, it's never not enough room to get in the presence of God. And not just get in the presence, but to stay there. Let him speak for you. Let him do everything.
Because
you are believing him. Walk with God. Walk with God. I pray tonight that this message has touched someone, because God, right now, this is the season for blessings. This is the season for miracles. I'm sitting, I'm telling you, because God is doing it in my life right now. I can't speak on something that I don't know. God is opening doors, not just for me. He's opening them for my children, and I am so thankful. And why? Because I am walking with him, and I am in agreement with God. I love each and every person, and I just thank God for giving me the opportunity to share that little small testimony, because like I say, this scripture can go so many different ways, but I have to go in the way that God placed on my heart tonight. So it was something out here that it touched. I know it did, because he wouldn't have given it to me if it didn't. So I pray tonight that you all, I declare and I decree that someone will strip your mental, strip your heart, strip your soul, and sit and tell God, whatever it is that's hindering me to agree with you so I can walk with you, disagree with you. I want to agree with you. I want to walk with you. I want to be in the same direction with you. Tell God what you want, but don't just tell him. You got to be about it. You can't speak louder than words. Don't sit and say it because we're on the broadcast tonight. When you get off the broadcast,
you
sit and make a conscious decision to raise your hand up in the air and let God know I am willing to walk with you in agreement, Father God. I want to walk. I want to talk. I want to be with you. I want to lay my head on your bosom. I want to feel your presence, Father God. I want to share each and every good thing with you, bad thing with you, Father God. Every feeling that I may have that's not of you. I want to be able to talk with you, Father God, so you can give me the word to fix it. Not what somebody else say, but what God says. I love you all. Have a great night. And remember, keep God at the head of your life. Think
Amen.
About the things that you do. Make sure that they are ordained by God and follow him, because he's
Amen.
Never, ever going to steer you the wrong way. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What an awesome word. You know what? There's so much depth to this, and all I'm going to do is just going to wrap it on up. We just put a conclusion with it, especially with that scripture. That scripture is so deep to where it will uproot some. That little bit of scripture there will uproot a lot of people and make you look in the mirror, especially a lot of individuals that has trust issues, especially with trust. How can two walk together except they agree? This is the thing that we as a people have to understand. You might not agree with different things, or you might not agree with individuals that is in your life or connected into your life. You might not agree. But one thing about it, you know, it's an old saying that we need to be able to come. We need to be able to come to the place to where we can agree to disagree. Amen. You might not agree with every process that might happen in your life or direction. A lot of times people that comes to a place to where, number one, communication issues. Number two, they still trapped into a place within themselves to where they done been broken. Their trust and everything else has been broken to where now when things that comes up to where it's no agreement is in place, or you don't agree with this, don't agree with that, only thing they know how to do is scatter. Amen. Or go into a shell.
Amen.
Or go into a closed pool. Some people react into lashing out, or they have outbursts. Amen. Some people just go into a shell, and some individuals just scatter. It doesn't matter where you go at in the world. It doesn't matter. You got to learn to trust what God, and like Evangelist was saying, you got to learn to trust God. And when you learn to trust God, that is like the centerpiece, the title, trust God. But it's so many branches to that. You got to trust God who God placed in your life. You got to trust the decisions of the individuals that God placed in your life. You got to trust that the place that where God have you at. You have to trust that God is going to provide. You have to trust that God is doing what he say he's going to do. When you don't trust, and that somewhere in that that lineup is broken, you need to examine yourself, because you are out of the will of the Lord in the area of trusting him, in the area of trusting him. Trusting the Lord goes so deep, and it goes so deep to where you might not agree with. You might not agree with everything that comes into your life or what happened to your life. But are you going to trust God, that God allowed things to happen for a reason? That God probably allowed things to happen for me to get rid of me, or get rid of myself, or get rid of my ways? Do you trust God that God allowed this situation to occur because I still need some more things within me to be developed, to be sharpened, to be my God equipped?
Yeah.
Amen. You have to trust God through everything. And if you don't trust God through everything, my God, trust me, you are not going to trust, no matter where you go, how far you how you stay in the shell, or how you outburst, you still going to come up to that area. Do I agree or disagree? Are you going to be able to walk in agreements? If you cannot walk in agreements, how can you walk together with anything or any body. Amen. We got to make sure we examine ourselves and understand that the process that God has us to go through, no matter where they are, we're going to have to trust God and trust what God placed in us, that he did not put us in here to break us, to hurt us, but to develop us so we can walk into a place of success. Last thing, a successful man and a successful woman, a successful man and a successful woman, they undergo problems that is not associated with them, with their self, but associated problems with, associated with somebody else. People that is in business or in an area of success, it doesn't matter if we're in ministry or entrepreneurship, it doesn't matter. They came up with a solution to resolve a problem that is associated not with them but with somebody else. It probably be a blessing to them, but it's associated with somebody else. You got to understand something. If you're going to walk into an area of success in your life, most of the times, pretty much 90% of the time, you're not going to be dealing with issues and problems that associated, my God Almighty, you're going to be dealing with problems and issues that associated with somebody else. It's up to you if you're going to be the solution maker or you're going to keep continue to carry out the problem. Agreement in the area of we're going to be successful and we're going to be solution focused. We're not going to dwell on a problem. Because God brought me here, brought you here for us to be the problem solvers. I truly believe that you're going to walk into a place of harmony and to the place of the Lord. And you're going to continue to walk into the things of the Lord. Because God has a blessing with your name on it. And I'm telling you right now, my God, greatness is coming your way. Be solution focused. Amen. My God, you might not agree with everything that goes on into your life, but at the end of the day, agree with God. Trust God and trust with everything that God placed you in and put you in. Amen. As Evangelist was really breaking it down. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. We're going to see you back here tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. and we're going to continue into the things of the Lord. You be blessed in the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.